Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I can't be the only person who watched that last night and thought, God, I'd love to be in a room right now just to hear what Jimmy Haslam might be feeling right at this moment.
Oh, no, I didn't want to be a part of that room. Whereas Stefanski was drinking vodka with his Mio energy drinks, I was thinking, Haslam's having the scotch that we talked about, and he's throwing it against the wall, and I would want to be nowhere in sight.
Oh, see, that's...
He had to be enraged with what was going on.
Oh, see, I come from a Hungarian Roman Catholic family. I'm very comfortable in the rage zone.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I don't come from that family. Yeah. I come from the family that is... we don't raise our voices, really.
You put it all the way down there.
And we just... Yeah, we just stuff it down as far as we possibly can.
See, the key is you got to pick up your own glass of whiskey and then throw it at the wall and then scream back, even if they weren't screaming at you.
Well, this might have been like a Tom in Succession type moment of where you see him throw it, so you pick up the glass yourself, and then you chuck it against the wall as well.
Just because it feels like you got to be one of the boys.
And then everybody just starts chucking glasses against the wall and just in pure and utter outrage. You know, if I'm Haslam last night, like we talked about like what could set him off or what could eventually get him to just implode. And it's games like last night. I mean, obviously games like Sunday are going to matter in a big time way, but you got embarrassed nationally. And we don't have enough national games to get embarrassed on this year. That might be the best opportunity for him to really feel that he doesn't have the guys that he needs to have in charge.
But this is where it's super important, because Barry and Stefanski have done some good things here, and they've done some really aw shucks dumb things here, right? It hasn't all been bad. The all been bad thing, the through line is Jimmy. The through line is the Haslam family. So, like, if you're looking last night and thinking, Joe should be here, or why do we have to trade him to Cincinnati, or why for the value of a sixth round pick, because that's what it was, the pick swap from the sixth rounder to the fifth rounder that you traded, you kind of got to start with yourself. And you kind of got to start, whether it's with the Ty Dunn piece, where Ty Dunn says that, you know, Dan Campbell was a candidate, came in, said, I want to run the ball. And apparently Jimmy was like, nope, we got to throw the ball.
Yeah, because analytics told him not to.
Yeah. So, like, whether it's that or whether it's whether it's just the idea of analytics in general, and meaning it being the first thing that has to go. Like, it's not even about the Joe Flacco thing. It's just Joe Flacco's the latest evidence of somebody at the quarterback position leaving Cleveland, or a decision these guys have made blowing up in their faces one way or another, or a quarterback going elsewhere and playing better football.
Yeah, but the hard part, though, is that there's so many different baseball comps that you can have with this, but where the baseball comps fail, like when Ernie Clement goes to the Blue Jays and then is awesome, every Guardians fan is like, well, that stinks. That might be some reflection on the Guardians. And then when you start to see other players go over there, like Yandy Diaz or Junior Caminero, and you're like, oh, wow, like this, it's happening. It's happening more than once. Maybe we should start to pay attention to it, because it's starting to be something that's repeating over and over again. And with the Browns and Joe Flacco, like, I feel like there's a little bit of that happening here, where we've watched how many players leave the Browns and then be good. And we just have to wonder to ourselves, and Baker's at the forefront of this, why is it that when they're here, we don't know it, we don't recognize it, we can't get the best out of them?
Stefanski's failure is bottling Joe up and basically rendering him useless. And then we see that Joe Flacco from 2023 is still there, two games into his stint in Cincy. Barry's failure is, quite frankly, trading him within the division when you might still need him at some point if Dylan fails spectacularly and you don't feel ready to go to Shador. With Haslam, it's the whole thing. It is everything, and that's what he's got to learn from. What do you think? Or what do you think maybe last night could teach the Browns.
I don't know that Haslam can be taught anything at this point. I think he's very open to listening, it seems like, but he's listening to the people that I don't know that he should be listening to right now, because I'll give him this. He is incredibly loyal to whatever vision they've presented to him. Say that. But when it comes to Stefanski and it comes to Barry, my problem I have with both of them is that it feels like they're beyond being taught. It feels like they're beyond looking at last night and saying, huh, didn't have that evaluation right. Maybe we can get it right this way. Same thing with Baker. Again, this is truly just a mini version of the Baker discussion that we've always had. And that's just, I don't think they learn from these mistakes. I don't think they've shown me no sign of understanding that they have the right idea of what it takes to go off of where they fail.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Killed. I feel like the more we've gotten to know these guys, I do feel like the smartest man in the room motif feels real. Because, like, to me, I've been in rooms with plenty of smart people, and the smartest people in the room don't actually believe they're the smartest people in the room.
Yeah, most smart people actually think they're dumb.
Yeah, or at the very least, recognize other people's intelligence. And I think
that's the old line that they always tell you. It's like, if you're the smartest person in the room, you need to find another room.
Yeah. Which, I was going to make a cheap joke about sports talk radio. We don't need to.
Well, there's only two of us in this room. Yeah. So,
well, I mean, the collective room.
You tell me what's going on here.
I'm the dumb one.
That's how I see it as well. Yeah. Turns out I need to find a new room.
See? Somehow it hurts both of us.
How's that work?
But, no, I mean, I agree, but I think my problem is I don't think Jimmy can learn that. Again, I don't want to say, analytics. No. Analytics can't be the only thing that matters. The head of the snake has to be football. You've proven. Your thesis was we're going to be more analytically inclined than anybody in sports, right? Anybody in football, certainly. That hasn't worked. At some point, success, process, if the process doesn't lead to success, your process, the answer has been delivered. But I don't think we're any close to learning that.
I mean, even like the Stefanski clip we played last segment, like just think about how broken that man is right now, or how he just appears to be so broken. Yeah, that's a head coach of a football team saying, Thursday is when I catch up on my sleep. Yeah. He'd rather tell you he didn't watch football, which is like a crime in the football world to be like, yeah, I wasn't working 24/7 and grinding tape and watching everything. He'd rather tell you that than to try to tell you something about what's actually happening around this team and around what happened with Flacco leaving. Because he can't. He's hamstrung.
He grew up listening to WIP in Philadelphia, so he knows not to acknowledge that he watched the game last night with sad tears.
Helping his dad break down Suns tape or something. I don't know what he was doing.
Dad, looks like these guys suck. Okay, all right, I think we're right.
Hey, Dad, you were just recently with the Pistons. You helped them out of getting out of suck. What do you know about this? Can you help us out a little bit?
Yeah.
Oh, now you're at the Suns. Oh. Okay. You mean people just pay you a lot of money just to kind of like be around bad teams and get them to be semi-decent?
Consultant's the best job in the world.
Can you imagine Kevin Stefanski, football consultant?
I'm just thinking, well, how about this? Nick and Jonathan, football consultant. But instead of constructive criticism, we just mock you until you get it right.
Well, I also think we'd do great at the college game, if I'm being honest, where we just row up to them and be like, so your answer is simple. You need more bag men. You need more NIL. Okay. This isn't hard.
Okay. Have you thought about getting better quarterbacks? Just thinking out loud.
Like, you gave this guy $3 million. Great idea. Oh, this was, I ever tell you the story when we were house hunting a few years ago. The real estate agent, I'll make this quick. The real estate agent was like, she's like, all right, so I huddle together. Like I got a secret that if our first offer doesn't work, this works every time. And I'm like, ears up, I'm ready. Like, okay, good. I'm like, I'm locked in. Let's do this thing. And I'm getting ready for like hear this like this big real estate trick. And I'm like, all right. And then she goes, we'll offer them about $15,000 more than we initially offered them. And I'm like, that's not a trick.
No,
that's just more of my money.
No. That's how you do it.
That's not a trick. That's just you're just giving them more money.
By the way, was her last name Haslam? Because it does seem like Jimmy's idea of, oh, I failed. Here's money.
When she said that, she waited for like, now take my retainer now. I'll take my fee now. Thank you.
Also, I got some dynamite property in Brook Park that I might be able to sell you there. 216-474-0092. What did last night teach you about the Browns? And we're going to continue on with the Flacco game and what it signals to about the Browns. But one caller today made a case I didn't think we were going to hear. Not now, not ever. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.